Why, hello there. I'm in a good mood because I just thrashed through the mud for the past 70 minutes on my obstacle course in the forest. I feel full of life after I do something like that. I actually just posted the full workout that I did over to Instagram.com/BenGreenfieldFitness, and I proved that I did it because I show my hands and my shoes. Grease, mud, oil from tires, whole bunch of great calluses on my manly, manly hands. Anyways, check that out. Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life, you don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses, and keeping your mitochondria strong is one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You gotta check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order. in this episode of the Ben Greenfield Fitness Show.
After you've studied NES, you know, you realize that NES powers up the energy and communication system of the body. So it helps athletes to optimize refueling of their energy system much faster than they would be able to normally. And it really helps the heart and the lungs, the ligaments, the tendons, and mental clarity, focus, willpower, all the things that athletes depend on.
There's a number of athletes that use it. Olympic medal winner Tasha Danvers is using it. The Hungarian Olympic team in 2012 used it. They had never placed before, and they won a lot of gold medals because they were using this.
He's an expert in human performance and nutrition. Voted America's top personal trainer and one of the globe's most influential people in health and fitness. His show provides you with everything you need to optimize physical and mental performance. He is Ben Greenfield.
Power, speed, mobility, balance. Whatever it is for you, that's the natural movement. Get out there. When you look at all the studies done, studies that have shown the greatest efficacy.
All the information you need in one place, right here, right now, on the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast.
Hey folks, it's Ben Greenfield, and I've been up to my usual self-quantification madness, in this case last week. My friend Wendy Myers, who's been on the show before, she's been on a few episodes. She was on the episode called Why My Barber Thinks I'm a Freak, and other crazy health discoveries you can get from your hair, your urine, and your stool. And she was also on the episode, Everything You Need to Know About Hair Mineral Analysis. So anyways, she sent me this fancy little scanner, one of these handheld scanners that arrived in the mail. And I always raise an eyebrow when I get this kind of stuff in the mail. I've done the thing where you stick your finger in the machine that supposedly reads your antioxidant potential. But I tried this thing out anyway. It's called a mapping of the body's energy field. Now, I've talked in previous podcasts about how the body actually is an electrical machine. It's a giant battery, more or less. So theoretically, you can actually measure the body's electrical field, and you can actually measure the amount of electricity produced by certain areas of the body. And furthermore, based on my follow-up discussion with Wendy, I found out that you can use things like pulsed electromagnetic therapy, which is well-known therapy in medicine for things like bruises and bone healing, or it's also known as PEMF, to kind of go through and find those areas that the scanner identifies as being electrically blocked, so to speak, and then kind of reactivate those areas. That's my very kind of like non-scientific explanation of what's going on. We'll take a deeper dive with Wendy. But anyways, Wendy sent me the scanner. I did the scan, and literally I put my finger on it. It took like 60 seconds, did the scan, and then I sent off the results to Wendy, and she came back to me with my actual video results. So this particular podcast has a video that goes along with it, and the video you can find along with all the show notes for all this stuff, as well as if you want to get one of these scans for yourself and try it out, just go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/bodyscan. That's bengreenfieldfitness.com/bodyscan. So Wendy, first, welcome back to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
All right. So let's jump right in. So I have the scanner. It's this little white scanner. It looks like a mouse almost, you know, yeah, like one of the old school mice, not a trackpad. But for those of you who remember back in the days when we had actual mice, I guess some people have the actual mice. So you put your finger on it. What is the scanner actually doing when it's scanning my hand? It's called an NES scanner. Is that correct?
Yeah, an NES, Nest Health. It's just like a bioenergetic program, one of many. I think it's the most accurate one, though, and the biggest potential for healing. But when you get this little remote scanner that you can have mailed to you anywhere in the world, you put your hand on it, you hook up to your computer or whatnot, and you put your hand on it, and it's measuring your body's resonance. The skin's a very good conductor of electricity. So it's just, you're just doing that. It takes 1 second, and it can sense all the different issues you have in your body, like your energetic blockages, emotional issues that you're having, okay, various, all kinds of other things like your, you know, sensitivities to certain metals, the different kinds of EMF sensitivities that you have, a lot of different interesting stuff in the scan that we're going to go over in your scan tonight.
Okay, that sounds kind of woo-woo. I mean, like, I've heard of like GDV cameras, and I actually believe that,
For example, I do Kundalini yoga and I know that you can move energy through the body. I've also studied a little bit of tantric sex. Same thing. I know that you can have certain meridians, certain chakras that you can breathe energy in and out of. And a lot of people feel that when they do yoga. A lot of people feel when they walk around like barefoot on the ground outside. And these, I think they call them gas discharge visualization cameras. I've talked about on the podcast before, and you can actually take photographs of the amount of, in this case, infrared light that the body produces, because you actually produce some infrared light. However, what you just described, what I have to wrap my head around is how do you get all that from your middle finger, or any finger that you put on? I guess that you don't have to give the finger to the mouse. You could use any finger you want. But is there any research behind this that actually shows that somehow through the finger you can measure other parts of the body? Because I can wrap my head around a camera, but going from a finger to the entire body, I need help wrapping my head around that.
Yeah, there is a lot of scientific research behind it. You can actually even use your voice. I know there's another company out there that they actually, you speak into a microphone and it can tell everything that's wrong with your body that way. So it's just about your body's energy. Your body gives off a field. And this was discovered with quantum physics, with the rise of quantum physics. The basis of that science is that we have an energy field, and information is transmitted on that energy field. And I'll read you off some of the scientific research that I came up with. I'm putting on my glasses. I'm going to turn my camera off here for a second.
If you need glasses to read the scientific research, you should probably scan your eyes, right?
Exactly. Well, hey, you know, I'm still progressing on my program. Please forgive me.
Okay.
So is there any research behind this? Yeah. So Dr. Peter Fraser, he was a doctor of traditional Chinese medicine in Australia.
Okay.
And he originally had set out to scientifically prove the Chinese meridian. That was his goal. And he researched the human energetic body field structure and functions for over 30 years. And through his research, he found that the root causes of many physical problems and diseases are really just distortions and blockages in the body's energy field. And in his observations, he actually maintains that DNA is not the master control system of the human body or the physical body. The human body energy field is, or rather our body's energetic field is. And that the human body field communicates with the physical body by information imprinted on and sent on quantum waves.
Okay, there's a lot there. Yeah. That I want to. So basically what you're saying is that like an energetic blockage, I always like to think of things in physiological terms because that's where my background is. So are you talking about basically the electrical charge on every cell in your body, the membrane of every cell has an electrical charge. What you're saying is that the charge itself can be influenced by things in our environment or things we're exposed to, like, whatever, flying on an airplane or lack of touch of the planet Earth, right? Like not grounding enough or spending all our time on cement floors and a skyscraper, whatever. What you're saying is that you can actually measure that blockage in electrical field.
Yeah, you can know exactly where it is. And if you're looking at the screen right now, this is your scan and you can see where your energetic blockages are in your body. And so,
okay. Before we even dive into that, you also mentioned what were you saying about vibrations?
No, nothing about vibrations. It's more about energy waves. And there's more, there's more information on the science behind it. There's actually like a Nobel Prize winning biologist, Luc Montagnier, and he discovered the quantum field effect of DNA. Like DNA actually throws off its own energy field. And he actually won the Nobel Prize for connecting HIV to the AIDS, HIV virus to AIDS. You know, he made that connection between the two. And he actually shifted from conventional biology to work in the area of energy field biology to investigate the electromagnetic properties of organisms.
Okay.
So there's a lot of, it can go into it really deep. People can kind of read more about it probably on the blog post. But there is a tremendous amount of research behind this by very, very well-respected scientists and even the conventional biologists.
Well, you sent me over boatloads of research, and I'll link to it in the show notes, but it really reminded me of a book that I read about how your consciousness can affect your health. It's called The Biology of Belief. I don't know if you've read it. It's written by this guy named Bruce Lipton. It's really good because it goes into how, basically what you just said, genes are not what are necessarily fully controlling our biology, but DNA is actually influenced by signals from outside the cell. And that includes electrical signals from, like, you know, Wi-Fi routers and phones. But I mean, he takes a deep dive. Like, he goes into how energetic messages from your thoughts, right? You know how when you're, like, laying next to your partner in bed and you can tell something's wrong even though they're not talking to you? Like that can actually affect the energetics of your cells. I know this sounds kind of woo, but hey, you guys, you're listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Show. So,
but no, it's not. This is quantum physics. Like, when you send you have a healing thought in your brain that is imprinted, and that's information that's imprinted on an energy wave that is sent to that body part. That's how it gets there so fast.
Right. That's why, like, when you're next to, like, an energy vampire or somebody who's really stressed out and producing a lot of beta brain waves, you can actually sense that because of the electrical signal they're producing. And you can also, I mean, like, I've seen the photos, you know, with, for example, you know, I mentioned gas discharge visualization. Like, I've seen the photos where you can see people with very low or very high energy fields. I mean, that's what, you know, for example, like shamans, like energy shamans, in many cases, they're very good at sensing your aura, or people who practice, like, Reiki, right? They're very good at kind of, like, enhancing your aura without even touching you by waving their hands around you and getting very close and using their electrical field to influence your electrical field. So I see what you're getting at. And again, like, I realize that we could probably spend hours and hours diving into the science, and I know we want to kind of get more into the practical aspects of this and go over my results. But what I'll do for people listening in, for skeptics listening in, not that any of you are skeptical about this, I'm going to put a link to a whole bunch of the research, everything from a paper called Bridging Orthodox Medicine with Bioenergetic Science, to that Biology of Belief book, to kind of the information about that Nobel Prize winner that Wendy was talking about, who discovered that DNA is actually influenced by quantum fields, how, like, vibrations and electricity, and yes, even, like, patterns and thoughts and emotions can affect your DNA. So it's actually really, really intriguing. I think it's going to be part of the future of medicine, understanding how our bodies interact with invisible variables, right? Like how the water is vibrating that we drink, or, you know, whether or not we're staying next to a Wi-Fi router all day, or even, like, the emotions of the people around us. But ultimately, long story short, is this NES scanner you talked about, Wendy, this scanned my electrical field. And now what we're looking at on the video is basically, a naked image of me without a penis, it would appear, with some, like, some red squares over different areas of my body. So what are we looking at here?
Yeah, so the scan actually does look at every part of your anatomy, and your penis is all clear. There's no energetic blockage there. So
I don't even have one. I mean,
we'll get into that later in the scan.
Based on the image there, I think they're trying to keep it clean, but I'm just saying, it looked like a Barbie doll without hair.
Yeah, it's a Ken doll.
Or boobs.
Yeah, so let's go over your scan here. So when we're looking at your scan first, this scan, there's lots of other screens. So this one is your energetic rejuvenators. These are the spots that you're going to be using with your MyHealth PEMF device. Did you get that yet in the mail?
No, is that, like, the thing they were going to send me that I can use on these areas of blockage?
Exactly. So that's okay. Coming to you really soon. And so you're going to use that on these little areas.
Exciting.
And these are your energetic blockages on meridians. So if we look at this first one, number 32, that's on your head, it's your hypothalamus.
Okay. So real quick, just to clarify, when you're saying meridians, it's like if you go to an acupuncturist office in Chinese medicine and they have all those different pictures of all the areas they can stick the needles. That's what I'm looking at, are the specific meridians on me that need work, so to speak.
Yes, and the acupuncturists are attempting to use the needles to clear blockages in the meridian so the information and energy can flow freely. And then
could I take this map to an acupuncturist? Like, could I take it to him and be like, hey, I did the scan and found these blockages. Can we stick needles in here?
Exactly, because what's actually really good is this scan can pinpoint the exact place you have blockages rather than going to an acupuncturist where they're actually kind of flying blind. They're just going based on symptoms. This is far more accurate. And a lot of acupuncturists actually use this system.
Okay, got it. So I'm looking at all these little squares. They're different colors, though. There's, like, red, and there's green, there's, like, orange. What do these mean? And bluish. There's, like, a bluish kind of, too.
Yeah, so the red is your high priorities. These are the 911s on your scan, so to speak, that need to be addressed. The oranges are, you know, second down, not as important, but still high up in priority. Yellows are kind of, you know, we can wait to work on those. Greens are not really a priority. Whites are pretty clear there. So you can see there's about 70 points on the body that can be addressed.
There's a crap ton of points. Yeah, but we want to focus on the red ones because those are the big areas.
Okay. Yes. And so the hypothalamus is coming up, and that is on the liver meridian. And so you'd use your little MyHealth to clear that blockage there. And then the next point here.
Wait. When you say I could use the MyHealth to clear that little blockage right there, I'm looking at the map. Will you just talk with the meridian you were just talking about? Is that the one on the forehead? The hypothalamus?
Well, the hypothalamus point is on the liver meridian, even though it doesn't really look like it. This blue line here is the liver meridian.
So does that mean I would take this pulsed electromagnetic field device and I would actually hold it over that meridian in the same way that an acupuncturist might use a needle over that meridian?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. And I just like hold it there?
Yeah, you hold it there for about 2 minutes, and the energy waves, the global scalar waves, go into your head and give correcting information, correct operating instructions to the hypothalamus, and also help to clear that blockage so that information can get to it so it can function properly.
Okay. I know there's been studies on acupuncture before, but have there been studies on this, on using PEMF in the same way as you'd use acupuncture?
Oh, yeah. The MyHealth PEMF device is an FDA-approved medical device.
Oh, really?
No, it's actually proven to work. It's amazing for pain. A lot of Olympic athletes use it.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Like who?
They use it with champion racehorses. There's a lot of data. There's a lot of different PEMF devices that are accepted medical devices around the world. So, yes, it does work.
On horses or on humans?
Both.
Okay.
And it works on my dogs, too.
Really? Okay, so I get nervous about PEMF because like your phone makes PEMF, and then there are really strong PEMF devices that, frankly, like I remember the first time I got this device called an Earth Pulse, which is really good for sleep. You put it under your bed, and it emits this pulsing electromagnetic field as you sleep. But when I first got it, the guy I bought it from was like, if you do anything, just don't put it next to your head because it will damage gray matter in your brain because of the strength of the signal.
Well, that's because it's not specific. You know, the PEMF device, when you put an ER32 into the MyHealth device, it's very specific. It only gives information to the hypothalamus specifically. It cannot hurt you.
What do you mean when you put an ER32 into the MyHealth device? That sounds like something Marvin the Martian would say.
Well, you just press a button on the MyHealth that the ER32 is for the hypothalamus. And so, you know, that kind of connects to the hypothalamus. That's the.
Oh, you mean like the MyHealth has like a, so this PEMF device, I input which area of the body I'm holding it over?
Exactly.
Okay,
so that
got it.
It knows what information to send that gland or organ.
So it will send a signal that actually corresponds to that specific organ, like the frequency with which that specific organ vibrates, so to speak.
Exactly. So it's not affecting other structures. And that's why, you know, there's some PEMF devices you just lay on them. They're like a whole body thing. Those are effective. They're not nearly as effective as this kind of targeted, specific, program, if you will, for specifically the hypothalamus.
You know,
that's
what
makes it a lot more effective.
Yeah, I did a whole podcast on this because when I get a massage once a week, and I have the massage therapist put the massage table between these two giant speakers in my living room, and I put on these CDs called Whole Tones CDs. And I interviewed this guy. I'll put a link. If you guys go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/body scan, I'll put a link to the interview. But basically, this guy created CDs that vibrate. Like one CD vibrates at the frequency of your heart, another at the frequency of your liver. And you can actually measure the frequency vibration of each of these different organs. So what you're saying is rather than using music or rather than using like acupuncture needles, you're just using a PEMF device that you adjust the strength or the frequency of depending on which organ that you're holding it over.
Exactly. And that music is just imprinted music. It's imprinted with information.
In the same way that, for example, like water could potentially be structured if you think positive thoughts over it, which
absolutely.
I know that kind of goes back and forth as far as the science behind that. But it is true. I know that water can actually store information. I mean, Dr. Gerald Pollack has shown that over in his lab at University of Washington, you can structure water and how when you put water like out in sunshine, it's far different in terms of the actual crystalline structure and the vibration compared to water that's, say, just like, you know, sitting in a cistern somewhere or getting treated with chemicals. So I get what you're saying. I'm wrapping my head around this.
It's funny that you bring him up because he actually helped design the structured water infaceuticals that are used on the Nest Health program. So when we look at your top four priorities in the scan that you are your 911s that you need to work on, you take about four infaceutical waters and they're structured waters with information imprinted onto them. And that energy is transmitted into your body and heals your body, clears energy blockages, or it works whenever it's, you know, designed to work on. And he was instrumental in helping design that.
Really? He helped design it? Like he works for the company?
The structured water part of it, yes.
Okay, interesting. I mean, I have a structured water filter in my home, but it sounds like what you're saying is, and you sent me some of these vials. What do you call them? Infoceuticals?
Yeah, they're called infoceuticals.
That's interesting. That's a new term for me. So they're basically like supplements, basically structured water. I assume these have been actually exposed to the actual frequencies that are associated with each of these different organs that need help. That's why you chose the ones that you sent up to me.
Exactly.
Okay, got it. So do you know how they do that? Are they like bombarded with sound frequencies, or are they like electrical frequencies, or how do you implant the frequencies into the water?
Yeah, so it's electrical. So what they take is they take structured mineral water, and they use minerals because they're very stable. So they zap them with 10,000 volts of electricity, like lightning, and then that opens up the structure of the minerals. Then the information is imprinted onto the infoceutical. They zap it again with 10,000 volts, and then it closes the structures of the minerals.
Last night, I got my shipment in. That's right. Paleo Valley sent me their fermented meat sticks, which are amazing. They're these beef sticks. I gave a few to some of my friends already, which they love. I actually interviewed Stephen Gundry on my podcast, and he talked about how when you look at a lot of these blue zones, the ones that are the highest ranking in terms of longevity eat meat, but the meat that they eat is actually fermented. And that's exactly what they've done with Paleo Valley. They've actually taken really good grass-fed, grass-finished beef. They've fermented, which naturally introduces gut-friendly probiotics, but more importantly, breaks down a lot of the sugars that would normally cause meat to be harmful, concentrates the vitamins, makes it more digestible, and they have fantastic flavors. They got the original. They've got one that's like a summer sausage. They have a garlic sausage. They have a teriyaki. It's probably my favorite. And you can now get your hands on fermented beef sticks that basically blow that Slim Jim beef jerky out of the water. So check out paleovalley.com/Ben. That's paleovalley.com/Ben to try out these beef sticks and get 15% off your order. Not just beef sticks, fermented beef sticks. Well, if you're like me, you live a busy life. You don't really have time for many days off. That's why I talk so much about your mitochondria, because they generate about 90% of the energy your body uses. And keeping your mitochondria strong is one of the best ways to keep fatigue at bay. But these little mitochondria, darn things, are expensive to run. They use a huge amount of raw materials, especially when it comes to minerals. The problem is most people, including you and me, probably don't get enough minerals. And without minerals, your mitochondria don't have the cofactors they need to make energy. More than 97% of Americans don't get enough potassium. About 80% are deficient in magnesium. 40% are deficient in calcium. And those are three of the big ones. There's close to a dozen other trace minerals that are important for mitochondrial function, and most of us don't get enough of them, and you definitely can't get them from, say, table salt. It turns out that trying to take all the minerals you need by taking single mineral supplements isn't only hard because you need a ton of pills, but it's not the most effective way to get your minerals. That's why I take liquid, humic, and fulvic complexes. These are full spectrum mineral supplements, which means you get all the essential minerals your body needs in one go without a daily handful of massive amounts of pills or very large capsules or anything else that's hard to swallow. I use Beam mineral supplements because they're almost 100% bioavailable. They come in a liquid form that's easy to drink. It's just two bottles. I keep them in my pantry, throw back a shot a few times a day. They're a great way to refill your mineral stores, especially for those of you out here who are haunting your sauna on a frequent basis, or sweating, or doing hot yoga, or anything else. Keep your mitochondria running strong. So if you want to up your mineral game, give Beam Minerals a try. Go to Beam Minerals, B-E-A-M, minerals.com, and use code BEN at checkout for 20% off your first order. Hey, you want to spice things up in the bedroom and boost your sexual performance and do it naturally without nasty prescription drugs? You gotta check out this stuff, Joy Mode. It's a powder. You put it in water, or if you're like me and you're a savage, you can dry powder into your mouth. Contains clinically supported doses of L-citrulline, arginine, yohimbine, and vitamin C. So after taking this stuff called their Sexual Performance Booster, again by Joy Mode, your blood levels of arginine and yohimbine increase, and that directly promotes nitric oxide production, penile tissue relaxation, and increased drive. Well, the antioxidant action of vitamin C protects the nitric oxide from oxidative degradation, which then enhances the blood flow promoting activity of the nitric oxide. They thought of everything. They're super smart over at Joy Mode, and collectively these effects enhance sex drive and blood flow naturally to the penis or to the clitoris. My wife takes it too. It's amazing. You get better orgasms, better blood flow. You can kiss nasty prescription medications goodbye and have natural guilt-free energy for boosting your sexual performance. You can get 20% off your first order from Joy Mode. How? Go to usejoymode.com/greenfield. That's usejoymode.com/greenfield. J-O-Y. Usejoymode.com/greenfield. They'll give you 20% off your first order.
So you not only use the PEMF device over the specific areas that are targeted red on this map that I'm looking at right now in this video, but then you also take these water droplets. Can you just, like, I was going to ask you this actually. Can I squirt these straight into my mouth, or do I have to like drink them with a glass of water?
No, you can squirt them in your mouth. That's what I do, but you can kind of waste them because like you're just starting. So you want to do like 9 drops. It's kind of hard to measure that out when you're doing it in your mouth. But probably you can just put it in a little bit of water.
Okay. All right. So I've got these infoseuticals, and like one says ED2 and one says ED3. I'm looking at the map. So you actually chose these based on the areas that are red on my body?
Yeah. So this is only one screen that we're looking at. There's lots of other screens that we can explore, but the software quantifies what your top 4 priorities are.
Okay.
And so we can look at your recommendation screen right here. And these are what I recommended for you. As your, let me see, these are not which the ones I recommended.
Yeah, don't mess me up here.
No, I'm not going to mess you up. Don't worry.
I have liver failure.
Yeah, so the computer it doesn't have it saved. I have it saved
okay.
On my computer.
Okay.
Yeah. So based on this, you know, these are the infoseuticals that you're going to be taking.
So there's four. Yeah. There's 4 of them that right I specifically here. Take for my specific areas that there are energetic blockages in.
Yes.
Okay. Exactly. Now, how long does it take once I start using, say, like this? What'd you call it? What's the device that's arriving in the mail here?
The My Health.
My Health.
Yeah.
Okay. So if I start using that, I assume I use it every day, or
you can use it like every other day. Okay. Even just a few times a week will work.
Okay.
And I get kind of lazy sometimes. I do it a couple times a week, but the more I use it,
I got to squeeze that in between the dry skin brushing and the coconut oil pulling.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyways, I guess I could do it while I'm talking on the phone or whatever. Does it have to be plugged in? Could I do it while I'm driving?
No, it doesn't have to be plugged in. It usually only takes about 2 minutes per spot. You're going to do about 8 spots.
Okay.
8 of your top priorities. And, you know, what it takes 16 minutes a day.
Okay.
Or every
Got
day.
It. And then I take these infoseuticals every day.
Yeah, you take those every single day and you just take them once a day. It's super easy to do. And people usually start with 4 infoseuticals. The max you'd ever really take is 6. Sometimes I'll do 7, but that's the max you do. And it's super easy to do. You don't have to have the MyHealth PEMF device. It's really, really nice. It has a lot of really cool functions on it. And you and I will do a session. I'll show you how to use it.
But okay.
You don't have to have it. The infoseuticals really do the heavy lifting of the program. And most of my clients get by with just doing the infoseuticals.
Okay.
Totally.
Got it. Okay. So, and then when do I rescan to see what happened?
Once a month, or, you know, I'll do it every 3 weeks because I kind of drink them, by the bottle. So I run out of mine really fast. So I'll do it about every 3 weeks, but at least every 4 weeks is ideal because your scan changes. You have very fast improvements. A lot of people feel improvements within 30 days. I know I certainly did. A very large percentage of my clients feel improvements within 30. Sometimes it takes them 60 days, but that's relatively fast.
Okay.
And so because those changes are quick, you need to rescan and get new infoseuticals for that scan.
Now, in terms of other things that we can find out from that scan that I did, is there anything else here on this video that you can show me?
Oh, yeah. So the next one here is, this thing is called the Big Field Aligner that you're looking at right here.
Okay.
And this relates to your body's magnetism and how well it matches the Earth's magnetism. Because as you know, when we were cavemen, for millions of years, our bodies evolved grounding, walking on the ground, sleeping on the ground. That's how our cells work.
Okay.
And because so many of us are separated from that grounding with the Earth, our bodies don't work as well. So we get fat and tired and have lots of other metabolic issues in our cells. So grounding is really important. And so there's other.
So what does it show that I'm not grounding enough? Is it a measurement of how grounded I am? Like how much I actually walk barefoot or?
Not necessarily, not directly, but it's more about that you just need a little bit more help. Because even if you are grounding, you could have EMFs negatively affecting you. You know, we've done your metals testing. You know, you have a lot of metals, and those can negatively impact your body's energetic field. Vaccines impact it. There's a lot of, not that you're getting vaccines, but just as an example, a lot of different things, emotional stress can impact your body's energy field. This is just, you know, one measurement.
So if I look at those little red squares we were looking at earlier, that's like the single spots that I could use the scanner on. This other field that we're looking at, this big field, this is like my overall electrical field.
Exactly. It's like your overall energy
field. So if I fix those other fields, this one would generally get better, I assume.
Yeah. So if you work on the big field, it's kind of what we call higher up in the field. There's a big trickle down effect, and it improves a lot of other problems and blockages in the body's energy field.
Okay.
And if you look here, this the red equatorial axis, this is associated with the liver and the large bowel. And you mentioned before that you had constipation.
Wait. What do you mean the equatorial axis is associated with the liver and the small bowel?
It's just one of those things that in Peter Fraser's research, he found that when people aren't balanced with the Earth's equatorial axis, like if their body's electromagnetic field is not balanced with the equatorial axis of the Earth, that there are certain health issues that are results of that.
Okay.
So our bodies have to be, it's related to grounding, but our bodies have to be, in line and match the Earth's, magnetic field.
Okay. All right. Got it. So this all
sounds very woo woo.
I kind of get it because I realize, for example, that, some people thrive the closer they get to the equator. Some people thrive the less they travel, and the more that they're in touch with the planet Earth. Now, for me, what's it showing on me?
So if you look at the equatorial axis, this is very, very out of balance. Mm. And this is kind of why you probably have large bowel dysfunction, because you mentioned you had constipation before. And so this is probably one of the reasons why.
I don't have constipation anymore. I fixed that.
Oh, you did! Oh, fantastic! Fantastic.
I made a few little modifications to the diet. I started eating less fiber in my smoothies and my salads. I think I had too much bulk in my colon. Just a little TMI.
No.
And then I also use a little bit of magnesium and a little bit of this herb called cascara before I go to bed at night. When I wake up in the morning, stuff just kind of falls out. So,
oh, nice.
So,
yeah,
so there you have it. Yeah. However, I had done a ton of travel. Like I did this scan like after I'd gotten back from a week of jet setting. So I imagine that would affect this equatorial axis quite significantly.
For sure. Yeah. People who travel a lot, it really throws their body off magnetically. And what's kind of cool on the MyHealth, there's an air travel setting and you put that on your body while you're traveling and it protects your body from radiation and EMF damage while traveling.
Wait, what's it called? Airplanes.
It's called air travel on the MyHealth.
Okay. And what?
It's just a setting on the MyHealth.
You do that while you're traveling or before you travel?
While you're in the plane, the whole time you're flying.
Sweet. And that thing will go through TSA, okay?
Oh, yeah, no problem.
Let me try it out.
And it's great because it helps you with the, jet lag.
Okay. All right. What else you got for me?
Okay. So we'll go to another screen here. And the next one is the mind screens here, which is really interesting. We can see your chakras. So just another way of looking at the body's energy fields. And again, your trustfulness, one chakra is coming up. So the trust chakra is blocked.
Interesting. So these are like all the chakras. Sorry to interrupt. But when you're like doing yoga and you're breathing up and down your spine, or I'm doing Kundalini, this image I'm looking at, I'm very familiar with. I've seen this, like when I've taken Kundalini classes and meditation classes, all the different areas that kind of go up and down your spine. It looks like the one down by my feet is like all red.
It's actually your rectum.
Oh, it's my rectum. Great.
So it's just like, it's right at your root. So it's right at the root of your body. This is the root chakra.
That's interesting. So again, like TMI, but when I was racing Ironman triathlon and spending a ton of time in the bike saddle, I actually had like 3 years where I had a rectal prolapse, where like when you're taking a crap, like part of your rectum actually comes out from all like the cycling and having the ass cheeks on the seat all the time. So
yeah.
So would like physical damage to that area cause that? Or
absolutely. Yeah, I was going to ask you if you had maybe damaged your coccyx or that area before.
I've also had some pretty nasty tailbone accidents. Yeah, like basically my entire pelvis has been to hell and back.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is a reflection of that. When you have, you know, physical damage, you can have energetic blockages there too. And when you clear the energetic blockages, it can help healing physically from those injuries.
Okay, got it. And so are you saying I would hold this MI Health up to my asshole?
You can, if you want. If you have an injury there, there is a coccyx setting on the MI Health that you can do in that area.
Okay, so
or the sacrum. There's
right, a sacrum so set it on coccyx, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm listening.
Yeah. And then now we're looking at this screen. These are the body's energetic drivers. And so each part, each, you know, organ system in the body that you see right here, say the kidneys, the liver, they all have their own little energy system. And the sum of those energy systems equals your entire energy level, the amount of energy that you have.
Okay.
And so for you, the top one here, that's the orange, is called the imprinter driver. And so this is really, really important because your heart and your brain imprint information on energy waves and send that to the rest of your body. And so when that is not working very well, you're not able to print information very well, you're going to have issues sending information to the rest of your body, corrective information. So that's the number one thing that needs to be corrected.
Are you talking about, which one are you talking about? The one on the arm, that cell driver one that's red?
Yeah, so ED2 here.
Okay, so ED2 on the forearm, which I've also injured, by the way. What you're saying is that that particular area, if I were to use the PEMF on that, what would it do?
Well, you don't use the PEMF device on this. Okay. You use the PEMF device on the spots on that first screen.
Okay, got it.
So the ED2 is going to be an infuseutical that you're going to take.
So that's one that the water is for.
And those waters increase your body's energy level. It's amazing.
And what's it mean when that one on the arm is red, like it's showing on the map of me?
These are just all the spots that are affected by the imprinter driver.
Okay.
And yeah, so it's just showing different parts of your body. This is showing your high priority areas in the scan. These actually are your ER points.
So the one that's all red is called the cell driver. What's the cell driver? That's what I'm most concerned about.
Yeah. So just one more note on the imprinter driver. Okay. Imprinter is about mental clarity and decision making. Okay. So when you start taking this, you have better mental focus and clarity.
Okay, got it.
The cell driver is all about cellular detox, the energy of the cells, cellular metabolism. When people get cancer, it's when their cells' metabolism breaks down. That's one aspect of it. And this is kind of like the building block of the whole energy system is in the cells.
Okay.
So super important one.
Okay, got it.
And then this nerve driver, I think your nervous system is really irritated because toxic metals really damage the nervous system.
Okay.
And so all of us have toxic metals, which is why we're all kind of like wired up. And you might have a lot of like artificial energy almost from toxic metals. And what's great about NESS, it's going to help to calm your nervous system down and give you genuine energy.
Okay.
Which is really nice. So a lot of people, they have more energy, but they just feel a lot more calm and focused.
Okay. Is there anything good you can tell me about myself based on this scan?
No.
Just feel like this is all bad.
No, I'm joking. No, there's lots of good things.
Okay.
But this is just
like
the
what?
Scan
like what?
Focusing
like,
on your issues what, that you need.
What's to an area on? That shows that I'm strong in? I mean, give me a little bit of positive news here. Is there anything that's just like, hey, you're really good at this or really good? Like, that's what I need to hear. I need some kind of good news.
Yes. So if we go to your meridian, so these are called, they call them energetic integrators, but these are really your meridians.
Okay.
So this first one we're looking at here is your large intestine meridian. Mm-hmm. And they're graded on a scale of 0 to 4. Mm-hmm. So the 4 areas are problematic and the 0 areas are clear. Okay. They're energetically okay.
Okay. So it looks like my bronchi has a 4. So that would be like an issue.
Yeah, okay. This could be from being sick recently, or maybe you have a little chronic cough or irritation.
Okay.
Maybe you could have a little bit of fatigue as a result of the lungs being a little bit energetically compromised.
Okay. It looks like the one that's all red, though, has to do with large intestine function and mineral absorption, which is also really interesting because that, like, if I've had any health issues, it's always had to do, and we've talked about this before, with, like, large intestine function, with some of the stuff we were just talking about a little bit earlier, how I had a few years there where I was going through, like, GI distress and, you know, all related to dietary issues from years and years and years of just eating really crappy food and destroying my body. But it's interesting how this seems to, and I know, like, some of this stuff people can be like, you know, it's like a whatever, a Chinese fortune teller or a medium telling you something's going to happen or something happened, and you kind of nod your head and you're like, yeah, that actually did happen, because it, you know, it's they're like kind of like causing you to believe something about your body that maybe is pretty easy to trick you into thinking. But in this case, like, these are actually issues that I've had. So this is, I mean, you've got me paying attention here, Wendy.
Yeah, you know, I don't work for the CIA. It's just the scan that you did. And, you know, I notice in myself, I've done my own scans, and all of the points that are flagged red are my high priorities. I know those to be my health issues. Same with my dogs. I know my dog's health issues, their teeth and their lining of their intestines comes up.
You just held his paw up to the scanner?
I just put it on their stomach.
Wow, interesting. I have to try that.
And then same thing with all my friends, all my family, all my clients. The issues that come up in the scan resonate with them and show to be, you know, correlate with their physical health issues.
Got it. So. Okay.
And they don't always, I mean, sometimes when you have energetic blockages, there, if you have an energetic blockage long enough, you may eventually have a physical manifestation or some problem in that area. But they won't always resonate, but it can be an area where you have an energetic blockage. You may very soon or in the future have an issue there, even though if you don't today.
Okay, got it.
Yeah, so the zeros, you'll see these are all positive areas. No problem there.
This can be used to predict future issues too.
Well, not necessarily predict, but when you clear an energetic blockage, you will prevent health issues that may have formed if you hadn't cleared that blockage.
Okay, got it.
And just by building the body's energy system, you will prevent, you know, parasitic infestation and other kinds of opportunistic infections that love low energy bodies. Okay. You will prevent a lot of health issues by correcting a little different issues in the scan.
Got it. Okay. I know we're close to time here, but go ahead and keep rolling away. What else you got for me?
Yeah. So this one is showing your ileocecal valve here is a four, so high priority. And when that is,
and again,
closed,
this is all like kind of like large intestine issues.
Yeah, when that's stuck shut, people will have constipation. When it's stuck open, they'll have diarrhea. So this might be why you need to take that herbal to go to the bathroom.
It's probably also why when I do, this is another thing I've been doing lately. I have this vibrational massage therapy device called a MyoBuddy, and it works for, like, you know, my son was using it on his Achilles tendon this morning. You can use it to, like, drive topicals like magnesium into tissue when you vibrate it over tissue that's been injured. You can use it basically like your own little handheld massage therapist. It's like a car buffer, basically. But what I do in the mornings, I didn't mention this to you, is I've been doing like self-peristalsis, right, where I'll move it across the entire path of my large intestine. And again, like, I poop like a baby when I do that. And I would imagine that might be actually passing over the ileocecal valve and opening that up a little bit physically when I pass that over.
For sure. And on your MyHealth, I'm going to pre-program some settings for you. And one of them is going to be a digestion setting. So you're going to do the same thing energetically. You're going to be passing it over your digestive system counterclockwise to help facilitate that peristalsis movement.
Okay, got it.
And I'm also going to program a pre-workout and post-workout. To pre-workout to really help energize you with mental focus and post-workout for recovery within MyHealth.
Got it. Cool.
Pretty cool.
I like it.
Yeah. And then some other screens here. There's a nutrition screen where it shows you if you're absorbing or utilizing these nutrients. So you're having issues with selenium and sodium. And you're having issues.
When I consume selenium and sodium sources, I'm not absorbing them?
Not very well, no.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, same thing with vitamin B, not doing too well. And you're also showing lactose and gluten sensitivity here.
Yeah, well, I've done like genetic testing and Cyrex testing, and I've shown I have sensitivity to both of those. I'm pretty careful. I eat like raw dairy and fermented, soaked, and sprouted grains, you know, kind of like in moderation. But yeah, if I have like ice cream, I literally puke. Like I'm in the toilet, puking after I have ice cream. Same thing with pizza. I just go, as Rob Wolf would say, decommission a bathroom.
Yeah.
So yeah, I get what you're saying there, that you're preaching to the choir when you tell me I have lactose.
Yeah. Well, that's it. The scan picked that up. It's really interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then there's, this shows your EMF issues. So you're very sensitive to microwaves and cell phone EMF.
That's crazy. So it actually shows which specific frequencies you would be most sensitive to.
Yeah. And then also that's shows far infrared sensitivity.
Yeah. That's kind of interesting. I do a lot of far infrared sauna. But so I'm super sensitive to cell phones, which I freaking hate. Mine's off most of the time. Microwaves, I don't own one. So I'm good there, Wendy.
Awesome.
Okay, cool. And then insecticides, furnishings. I show like off the chart sensitivity. Now, when I show off the chart sensitivity, something like furnishings, does that mean I get exposed to a lot of them? Or does that just mean like that is something I need to be careful with?
It means stay off the couch. No, but it means there's chemicals in carpet backing. Furnishings are really related to like phenol, cyclohexane, and other kinds of solvents and other chemicals that are used in furnishings. In carpeting, they off-gas all kinds of chemicals, and it reacts with the ozone in the home to make aldehydes, and you're just sensitive to those.
Okay, got it.
As you should be, because they're toxic chemicals. And so these chemicals damage the body field, and doing a Nest Health program helps strengthen your body, kind of protects your body, and you're able to handle these toxins better.
Okay,
so insecticides, metals, solvents, things like that.
Okay, got it.
And EMF as well. And I wanted to talk a little bit about how a Nest program can help to improve athletic performance, because I know that's something that you're really, really concerned, and your audience is really concerned about.
Yeah, we're all a bunch of gym junkies.
And what's awesome about Nest is it really helps athletes to recover faster and reduce and prevent injuries.
According to who?
According to all the 4,500 Nest practitioners around the world.
Okay.
Not necessarily. And like I said, it's used by, what was that?
I said not necessarily a peer-reviewed study, but I'm listening. Go ahead.
Well, there are a lot of studies going on about with Nest. There's one at San Diego State University. There's an ophthalmologist using it on macular degeneration. And a lot of the people on the study have had 20% improvement in their macular degeneration. And there's a number of studies going on. But there's a number of athletes that use it. Olympic medal winner Tasha Danvers is using it. The Hungarian Olympic team in 2012 used it. And they had never placed before, and they won a lot of gold medals because they were using this.
Okay.
But anyways, basically, after you've studied Nest, you know, you realize that Nest powers up the energy and communication system of the body. So it helps athletes to optimize refueling of their energy system much faster than they would be able to normally. And, you know, it really helps the heart and the lungs, the ligaments, the tendons, the mental clarity, focus, willpower, all the things that athletes depend on are optimized in Nest.
Yeah, I hear that about the 8 billion other things that get sent to my house every week. However, this is why I actually started taking these infoceuticals that you sent. I think that PEMF device arrives tomorrow. So, I mean, like, I'm going to give this a fair shake. I'm going to actually try it out and see what happens, because I pay pretty close attention to things like my heart rate variability, my power output, my speed. I do a lot of self-quantification, you know, sleep variables, things along those lines. So I'll probably be able to see if this thing's actually working. And I'll keep those of you listening in posted on how that goes. But in the meantime, Wendy, if people want to like get a scan or something like that, we didn't get a chance to talk about this before we recorded. But is there some kind of like a discount, or are you going to give me some kind of like a link or something I can put in the show notes for people?
Yeah, you could. I'll put a link in the show notes for sure.
Okay.
And there's 4,500 Nest practitioners around the world. This has been around for 14 years. A lot of medical doctors use Nest Health in their practice because people get results so quickly. So it's tried and true. It's been around a while. It's not some new thing. But yeah, there'll be a link in the show notes if you.
Okay. Cool. And then the other thing that I was going to ask you is, I got this for free. Like, you sent me up the scanner for free and everything. But how much would this cost approximately if somebody wanted to do this?
Yeah, you know, to get started, it's like $250. Okay. And then that's for like a 1 hour consult with a practitioner. And then the infoceuticals are about $30 each.
And then you send the scanner to the person's house.
Yeah, and the scanner, yeah, exactly. For that $250, they get the scanner sent to their house in an hour consult. And then we do stuff like we have, group coaching where we do our webinars once a month. Okay. And So it's not terribly expensive to do.
Okay, got it. Well, what I'll do is shoot me over that link. Are you going to hook us up with some kind of a discount or a deal or something like that?
You know, I didn't think of that. I don't have one. I'm sorry.
That's okay. Well, either way, it's not super expensive, but I'll put everything over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/bodyscan, as well as a link to that book I talked about, The Biology of Belief, and a whole bunch of interesting studies that I came across on this stuff, because I kind of took a little bit of a dive in to try and wrap my head around it before we talked. So I'll link to all that stuff in the show notes, as well as everything else we talked about, like the music that I used in the previous podcast with Wendy on hair analysis and plenty more. You just go to bengreenfieldfitness.com/bodyscan for all that goodness. And Wendy, thanks for coming on the show. Thanks for doing this. Thanks for scaring the hell out of me about my body. As usual, seems like every time I talk to you, I have something I need to fix. But I guess that's one of the reasons that we all do this, to enable ourselves to live a limitless life and make our minds and our bodies that much better. So,
hey, we all have room for improvement.
That's right, baby. All right. Well, Wendy, thank you so much. And again, you can access all this over at bengreenfieldfitness.com/bodyscan. And until next time, I'm Ben Greenfield, along with Wendy Myers, signing out from bengreenfieldfitness.com. Have a healthy week.
You've been listening to the Ben Greenfield Fitness Podcast. Go to bengreenfieldfitness.com for even more cutting-edge fitness and performance advice.